I want to go on a cruise. I come home and said this to the wife the other day, and she said exactly what I thought she would, word for word. I come home, I said, baby, I think on our next vacation, let's go on a cruise. And she said, fuck you. So I had to, you know, elaborate. I said, baby, why would you want to go on a cruise? She said, why don't you go on planes? I said, well, because I haven't sprouted a little set of fucking wings, and I haven't mastered the art of levitation yet. So now, humor me, why won't you go on a boat? So she said some shit, middle. I'm assuming that it was something to do with drowning. She didn't want to be on a boat in the middle of the fucking ocean. And so here we are. And I tried to explain the point to her. And I think I might have won that argument, maybe for now. I did tell her that boats are safer than planes. And she asked me how I figured that. And I said, well, think about it. If you get on a fucking plane after the turbulence, you're finally calming down, pilot comes over and he's like, hey guys, just want to go ahead and let you know we are at our cruising altitude of 32,000 feet. I hope you have eaten dinner or you're eating peanuts right now, because this is going to be your last supper. I've decided to end my life. There's not much you're going to do to stop this. And good luck. Because this mountain coming up is going to be the last one that we're all going to see together. So, peace out. It's over. It's done. No fucking survivors. You're not going to sit there and wait on another plane. You ain't jumping out and surviving that fucking fall. It's just done. So, on a boat, however, what I like about a boat is, if you're out in the middle of the ocean and they get all Titanic and hit a fucking iceberg, the captain come over and he's like, hey guys, so I just want to go ahead and share with you, this fucking bitch is going down, we've hit an iceberg, I do not know why, it's the middle of fucking June, but it's going down. We got about 2.5 hours, I have SOS for help, so we'll see what happens. Best of luck to all of you. I will survive this, I can't promise you will, so good luck. You got time. You got 2.5 hours. People are going to be in a frenzy. The good news is you have time. You can murder the fucking guests that were rude to you while you was there. The fucking obnoxious little fat kid that was eating too much at the little chocolate fountain and shit. You can throw his little fat ass over to the sharks. And, you know, have a little bit of fun for the next 2.5 hours. Get you a fucking life raft and just float there in the middle of the ocean and wait on another boat. I have yet to see anybody do that with a fucking plane.